Another episode of Brothers Uncovered.
Where fuck this shit.
We are starting.
This is.
We are starting on not the best note. After last week's massive big end, Perry was facing it. It was either drink a drink that me and Ash had made before, which was disgusting. Yeah. It was like fish sauce, cottage cheese,
yeah.
Tuna juice. It was nasty.
All edible stuff, though.
Or do this week's episode wearing a pair of Speedos. Perry couldn't drink the drink, so we're starting.
And Pell is currently standing in the corner like some sort of horny traitor.
In a black cloak.
No, I think this one just with takes, Speedos and black socks.
Yeah, bro, just the socks on. It's crazy. Come in. Just come in. Hurry up.
This is... Oh, my gosh.
Your shins are bare long. Your shins are... You know you're wearing stilts. Why are your shins so long?
Firstly, shut up.
Okay.
I've really been snaked here. I was given two options. None of them were Speedos. None of them are swimming trunks. One was a glittery thong that I was just like...
Well, that's on producer Rob.
I'm not going to wear that. The other one was this. So I can't be... You know? So I'm going to... I'm going to just sit and chill... and just hope that everyone just kind of forgets about it, because this is the worst thing I've ever done.
I'm gonna
have to spend the rest of this ep cupping my fucking scrotum. And now I look naked. No, I don't know what.
Listen, that's awful. I'm taking a stand. It will count as an MBE, as a challenge for me to sit here with you. I don't want to look at you.
This is horrible.
That gown, put the dressing gown on your weird, creepy cloak back on. I'm not sitting here like this.
For anyone that obviously can't see, he has got neon pink. What are they? Are they Speedos?
They're not Speedos.
They're like bikini bottoms.
And black socks. And white frame glasses.
You should be arrested.
You look insane.
Is there a dressing gown or something here?
I've got that cloak.
Put the cloak back on.
I should have trimmed, man, as well.
Oh my gosh. Right.
No, it is. They're so small. I've got pube at the freaking top.
No. I don't want to know. I'm not interested.
I'm not sure how I stand with this. This is crazy.
Do you know what I hope?
We've taken it too far.
I hope someone starts the Brothers Uncovered podcast has never seen it before.
On this episode.
And they just skipped about 10 minutes in and we're just having a chat.
I'm so sorry. I can only apologise.
No context.
I just don't know. Why do you keep your socks on?
Because you, man, always mock my feet. So I thought, I can't come out and you laugh at my little package and then look down and see the claws that I've got going on down there.
I would say, as far as the podcast goes, I do get the rough end of the deal.
I've got my balls out.
First of all, let me just say this. If you do follow, subscribe, listen every week, thank you so much. Please continue to do that. You're absolute legends.
You lot are legends. Thank you.
On socials, yeah, so at Brothers Uncovered, Instagram, TikTok,
yeah.
I get cooked. The amount of lookalikes...
You get a lot.
These have been pretty
good. No, guys, I'm suffering here.
Yeah.
After we spoke about the fact that I look like people, people then sort of decided, basically, you listening, decided to take it upon yourself to go, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll chuck in more lookalikes. So one that I saw, right, which was quite upsetting, was Black Rob Beckett.
Right. Yeah, but that's, I think that's because, oh, that's because of your teeth, though.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
I've got veneers. Yeah, so.
Black. But have you noticed, though, how many of these lookalikes start with black?
Yeah, exactly.
They're just all white dudes. Random white dudes, and you're the black version of
them. Yeah, and let's go, yeah,
Black Healthy black. Days, Black Mr. Beast, Black Bevo, Black Rob Beckett.
Literally.
It's true.
Oh, my, it's nuts.
But someone said, like, the cartoon character.
Is it Barbatus from Ants?
Barbatus from Ants. I didn't even know who that was. I had to Google it. And I was like, yeah, I do. He's got kind of like sunken in eyes. And he's basically, he's the black ant.
Yeah.
He's the black dude from Ants.
Ants, yeah, was a film. Like, again, this is another old reference. I know.
But it's a classic, though.
It was literally like, I feel like it was my childhood. Like, we watched that, Jordan.
Yeah,
like,
all the time.
Like, the battle with the termites. And he would go through and he was the hero. And I didn't realise, obviously at the time, like you're young, you don't think about it, but he was meant to be like the black ant.
Yeah.
So you constantly get compared
to black characters.
Or black version of characters. Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay, Barbatus, version. Not brilliant. Worst one, and I'm not joking, made me actually, and I would say livid. Someone commented, middle-aged, Christoph. I'm 32. Don't put this out as a clip, because we're absolutely hounded for looking older than 32.
Middle-aged.
Middle-aged. Aston Merigo. Aston Merigold is older than me. Aston Merigold is more middle-aged than I am. Like, hang on. Yeah, cool. He's got a youthful look. He's got a spring in his step that I haven't had since I was about 11.
Being called older than someone who's younger than you is crazy.
No, but hang on. I'm being called the middle-aged version of someone who is older than me.
Yeah.
That is insane.
But to be fair, Aston, he's a bit like Pels in that bracket. You know that sort of like Peter Pan bracket where you always come across like much younger than you
Peter
are?
Aston, I want to call him Peter Merigold.
Peter Merigold.
No, Aston does have that feeling. Like I said, he's got that youthful spring in his step.
He's on that Pharrell juice.
Yeah, man. I've lost that. Do you know, I've been old for a long time. Like internally, externally, apparently.
You have been, to be fair. I feel like you've been old for a long time.
Okay. That's when you're not meant to agree.
No, this is where you've got to start.
You're just like an old person in a young person's body.
This is let me see your belly all over again.
No, it's not.
It is. You don't agree when I say I've been old for a long time. You go, yeah, you have actually. This is it all over
you again. You have though.
Well, you're mentally young.
Yeah, you're...
That sounds awful.
No, but you are. Mentally, you're probably... The most immature?
Yeah, you're mentally immature, but physically advanced.
But what would you rather? Would you rather
Good question. Let's get into it.
Oh, on brand.
Do you know what? Something else we've got to do last week?
Yeah.
We forgot the oath. Yep. I saw so many comments.
Off, yeah. I know.
They were like, where's the oath? Where's the oath? We forgot it. There's no excuse. We just forgot.
Oh my gosh, Pell. That would have been your loophole out of
doing
it.
Oh my God, yeah. And I'm sat here in
the freaking
speedos.
We forgot the oath. You could have just said, we didn't do the oath.
So I'm not doing it.
Why'd you tell me now?
Yeah, sorry.
Bad intentions.
All right, here we go.
Come on, let's do it. Ready? Let's not forget the oath. Actually, what if I don't do the oath?
You got to do the
oath. Well, now we have to do it. Yeah,
fair enough.
In 3, 2, 1. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Oh, get my God.
Best one as well.
A week off and we all remembered it. It is Father's Day this weekend. Father's Day coming up
very shortly. And if obviously you could be listening afterwards, but either way, it's like Father's Day period in time. Yeah,
obviously. Big for you guys now, but you guys go big.
I don't think about it from our point of view. I still think about, what we're going to do for dad. Like, our dad, even though we're now dads ourselves.
I was just about to say the opposite. Like,
oh, really?
I don't know what you think.
Selfish?
No, listen.
It's about me. Yeah, I was going to say the opposite, actually. He's had his time. I'm a dad now.
No, listen to me, yeah? What I was going to say
was a piece of work. I told you.
Look, you're trying to bring it back. Yeah, I see you. Yeah, you're trying to bring it back. Make me out to be the bad guy. In our family, I feel like celebrations in general were never much of a thing. No. Birthdays, Father's Day, Mother's Day. Yeah. Did we really do much celebrating?
I won't lie. You two need to go therapy. No, legit.
Mum and Dad were just busy.
What do you mean?
I feel like we just did it.
Busy,
like,
yeah, they should be busy being parents, I think.
Shut up, you. Yeah, Mum and Dad, we love you. Big up Mum and
no,
Dad.
No, they're the best.
But...
The best.
We didn't do much celebrating.
No, not.
So when it comes around to Father's Day stuff, it's so weird because like I don't feel that like we have like these big celebratory traditions. Like, we didn't do big parties or whatever. So like what I was going to say was that for Father's Day now, I still like for example, Dad's that kind of dad, right? I'll drop Dad a message and that'll be it. Don't need to get Dad a big card or like, which in a weird way is almost like an interesting thing about gestures. Like I've fallen out with people over this before where like, I know it sounds bad. I'm not that person. Like I'm not a sort of... card getter, birthday remembrer. Jordan, I think you are way more than I am. Like,
yeah.
Whereas I'm just sort of like, let's say we was out or whatever, and it was your birthday or something, right? And your birthday's not for a month, but we were somewhere and you was like, them trainers are dope. And I was like, I'll buy them for you.
Do you know I'm laughing?
Guy, hit me.
This is classic.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going
to
say this.
I've been waiting for a way to get this story in. Yeah?
Oh, wait.
One year, about...
Wait, no, right.
I'm going to stop. Perry, if I say something that's not true, you stop and interrupt me.
You can't use him as a yardstick. He's sitting there in pink Speedos. You can't trust a word that comes out of this man's mouth.
About 4 years ago, me, Ashley and Perry were doing a pantomime in Southend. Ash and Perry were having a little chat, we were talking. And Ash turns up, it's Perry's birthday. Perry's birthday is the 15th of December. Mine's the 31st. The 15th of December, Ashley walks in to the Cliffs Pavilion Theatre and goes, Pell, happy birthday, mate. I heard you saying you really wanted this. I bought it for you. And I was like, what's Pell been talking about saying that he really wants? Gets out this box. Oh, that looks luxury. He opens it up. there's a Prada holdall in this bag. I'm not going to go into the RRP. You can Google it, all right? It's a lot of money. I went, geez. I was like, oh, yeah, sick. I'm buzzing. I'm thinking, mate, in about just over 2 weeks, it's my birthday. This is going off. Anyway, walks in, my birthday, New Year's Eve. Bear in mind, Ash never normally buys gifts, so I'm thinking, oh, my days. He went, Jude, happy birthday, bro. I went, oh, my days. He went, I overheard you say that you wanted this. I was like, what did I say? Was it Louis Vuitton trainers? Was it like a Gucci hat? What did I say? I can't remember what I said. Anyway, I pull out a prepped and packed lunchbox. It's a bag where you can slot in Tupperware because apparently he overheard me saying that I wanted to get into meal prep. So he bought Perry a 2.5 grand holdall. Yes, I'm dropping him there. And bought me a giant lunchbox.
Right.
And then looked confused and I went, oh, sick, man. Right.
Can I actually jump in before you do?
Yeah, go on.
But there is a thoughtful undertone here.
It's just very direct.
It's just very direct.
It's just very, do you know what Ash. I mean?
But he just thought in the moment, because you know when people say like it is more about like the thoughtful gifts, like it's not about just like splashing the cash. Prada bag is splashing the cash.
Yeah.
But I probably was just like, you know, that's something that I just really want. He just kind of latched onto that. If you were just in that area of just like, no, I want to look after myself, I want to start meal prepping, that's like, this is the perfect gift. Okay. I don't know what else you get in that category.
I mean, the equivalent, a flipping personal chef. He bought you a Prada bag. You could have hired someone to come around my house and do something crazy.
So, now let me get okay, across go my on, point go on. Of view, yeah? Because you just make a, you literally now, literally make a living of throwing me under the bus. So, what I'm going to do now is put across my side.
Let's hear your side of the
so
story.
So this is my take. This
Prada holder so versus
this
is, lunchbox.
So this actually works really nicely into the Father's Day thing and not really celebrating much as kids. I know Perry wanted that bag, yeah? Mm. So I was like, to be fair, it wouldn't have even had to have been a birthday. It just happened to be around the time. But like if I see
it was my 21st, it was a big one.
There you go. So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll kind of get him that gift. I genuinely thought, yeah, in my like direct way of thinking, I was like, Jude wants to start getting healthier, you know, eating better. And I was like, oh, this will be something he really wants. So Pell wanted the Prada bag, and I thought you wanted the lunchbox, so I bought you it.
You just retold the story.
Sure yeah, it's still, but sure the logic did. Is still sound yes. for me.
Get me a Prada lunchbox. How about that?
You love a bit of designer, don't you?
I love a bit of designer.
You love it.
Get me a Prada
so
lunchbox.
So what I'm getting across is, for Father's Day, I wouldn't mind. Like, some people would probably be offended if they didn't get, like, gifts or cards. Whereas I'm like, I know it sounds bad. Maybe it's just the way I've been brought up. I'm not that bothered. But whereas, like...
So if your kids come through with nothing now, you just wouldn't really...
Do you know what I want? Happy Father's Day.
Fine. Yeah. All jokes aside, on occasions like that, I know that story's just funny, yeah? Mm. But being dead serious, on occasions like that, when your kids come in and they're excited, they've drawn a little card, they're like, oh, happy, and they're just excited that it's your day or whatever. Mm. It sounds like I'm taking it, but honestly, it is enough of a present.
100%.
It is actually really, really nice when you just got that.
100%. Because you know, like now, right, as a dad or whatever, like, you know the present giving thing? I do think it depends on the person, so... It's like you're like, what do people say, like, your love language or whatever? Like, for me, it doesn't bother me. If we could spend the day together and they remember, I much prefer as well, like, a little hand-drawn card that they make exactly. rather than something bought. For me now, having kids, being on, like, the dad side of it, and this is going to be super mushy probably, but, like, genuinely, like, same as you, Jude, my kids are literally my world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
seeing them and just literally every day is Father's Day. Like, genuinely, like when you see them, like, I don't need another day to validate that with. I'm just happy just to literally, they are my whole world. You know what I mean?
That was actually really nice.
Jesus Christ. Do you know what? I'm ashamed that I'm sat here naked. I'm just I've ruined the tone of this entire episode.
You do bring the tone
episode.
Down, don't you?
No, quite I have. Often. And do you know what it is? I'm actually trying to shut up in this episode. So I need to blend in and just become this chair because I'm embarrassed that I'm sat here.
I think, it is so funny.
This situation. I know I'm covered up. Like I'm in like a, I'm still in this like black cloak now.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I feel so exposed.
No, but look, essentially to sum up Father's Day, I actually think like when you're a dad, I know there's a lot of people with a lot of difficult situations. Mm. It's hard to speak on, you know, some people are doing it on their own, some people are not, like whatever, I don't want to get into it. Mm-hmm. Generally, I can only speak from my personal point of view. Being a dad is the most rewarding and best thing that I feel like I personally could ever do with my time, my life. And now having a day like Father's Day, it's nice when your kids run in. I know we said like every day's Father's Day, but when they're just excited for you, I think it's sick.
It's true. You know, I feel like nowadays, like the flipping, the amount of life coaches and gurus on TikTok and Instagram, it's like everyone's got the right advice, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone's different. And like, I know some of the advice I see all the time. And I think actually, to some degree, is genuinely true. Like, you need to look after yourself and you need to have your own interests and everything. And you need to make sure that you're nurturing and sort of feeding your own sort of sense of self. Hugely important. But what's crazy, and I realise it more on days like Father's Day, is that, like, I don't know how you feel, Joel, but as a dad, like, genuinely, like, nothing comes close to what that feeling that your kids give you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their laughs and, like, looking after them and loving them, what they give you back. Like, that for me is the... other than life-changing stuff, it's literally the best thing in the world. And we know what that feels like. But, Pell, you're obviously...
Not at that stage yet.
You're around families and around, like, kids and our kids, but you don't know yet what that rawest, unconditional love.
Mm.
Like, when it comes to my kids, bro, no fear. Like, there's no fear, bro. Like, there is no one person, no group of 10 people, no one that would stand in front of me that would fill me with anything apart from being in between them and my kids. Yeah, or no situation that frightens, like, kids first, like, 100, like, it's a crazy, the deepest love, bro, you ever feel. Mm. But before I was a dad, I couldn't really imagine it.
It's hard, you know, it's
really hard to imagine.
Yeah, I've got a different perspective now because I now see you boys and the rest of the gang who have kids. I think I now know that everyone's such an individual parent. No one does it the same.
No one does.
But everyone is such a good dad.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm also going to say. Yeah, you guys are great dads, man. Yeah.
In diversity.
In diversity and out there in the world. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're trying to be a good dad, that's all that matters. And I think that's what I've kind of learned too.
Because I would die on the hill that everyone's got their own circumstance, but I don't understand the dads. And there's literally plenty of them in the world that are not there for their kids.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
And choose
actively choose not to be.
That's the
and then like
extenuating circumstances.
Popping bottles in a club somewhere.
We know a few of them, to be fair.
Another point.
Maybe no names.
Know a few. So weirdly, Pell, my would you rather?
Yeah, I'm interested. What's the would you rather?
My first would you rather is sort of like it's to all of us, but I know my answer and I know Joel's answer. But as someone who doesn't have kids yet. If you could either be in your position now, so pre-kids, mm-hmm. or you're already a dad, but you could go back to being pre-kids.
Okay.
Would you rather be in that position, so Pell's position right now, but you get given unlimited credit cards, unlimited resources, unlimited health, like sort of like you get this like...
It's like the ultimate life.
The ultimate like
crazy rich, everything.
Crazy,
okay.
Like the life people... You know when people go, oh my God, you know how rich Elon Musk is?
Right.
And they talk about that
billions
money.
Billions and billions.
And you do whatever you want, whenever you want in mm-hmm. type rich.
Yeah.
But you can't have children.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a family in that respect.
Okay.
Or would you rather graft, work hard, 9 to 5...
But you got your kids.
And you can't really see your kids that often because you're working so hard, but you have the kids and you have mm-hmm. those moments sparingly.
If you simplify it for you, all the money in the world, whatever you want, but you don't have kids, or have kids and live a normal life.
Yeah.
What one are you going for?
Well, the funny thing is, initially, your mind actually goes, and this is because I think of you guys now, your mind goes to, well, kids, because like the way you speak about your family's
now,
it's obviously the option. But I feel like also for the first time in my life, like I'm 30 this year, right? I'm quite late to it, but I feel like I'm just discovering what I like to enjoy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and I'm with my girlfriend now who I just love to bits and she just kind of like opened my entire world up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine doing anything with her not in the picture.
Yeah.
So like I hated going on holidays before. Like
I
love going on holidays. I love doing nothing but just being indoors with her and just like having time to do what we want.
Honestly, bro, like, I say it all the time about you. You are that person, bro. Like, as you've got older, because we've grown up in this whole madness, like even me, weirdly, like, we both sort of like, Jules kind of less so, but discovered so much about ourselves later on in life.
Mm.
And like you, as you've got older and you've grown into that and you've met Jess and you've grown up essentially, like you really now have this like crazy opportunity in front of you where you could literally say, do you know what? I could be really well off. I could have a nice house. I could travel the world. I could do a lot of stuff. And you could literally have a life that a lot of, especially young guys, dream of.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting looking, going, but would you now knowingly, with all the experience you've got seeing us and our families, That's basically what the would you rather is. Would you keep that for the next decade or the next two decades and just fly solo? Or would you say, I'm going to give all of that up because of how amazing I think kids will be? I just find that question so fascinating.
Yeah, that is. Because
I'm telling you, from my point of view, I'm telling you now, bro, there are no amount of planes or holidays or gifts that compare. But having said that, you know, also when you look on Instagram, whatever, and you see, oh my God, everything's not happy, but like kids are amazing. Kids, like, bro, it's hard work.
Yeah.
And it is financially heavy, emotionally difficult, like all of those moments.
It sounds, well, this sounds mad, but like, it just ain't for some people.
It's just not for some
people. Some people just like, exactly. It's the best ever. Like, oh, it's so rewarding. For some people, they'll be like, oh, I don't, like, it's just not their, that's just not their experience.
I don't think you can be made to feel guilty for that either.
Absolutely,
you
know, not. I mean? No, it's just not for some people.
Obviously, it all depends on situation. I know it's like, can be hard for people and stuff, but like, you're right, making that choice to not start a family is still your choice. It's like, it's such a big thing.
Yeah, for some, like, for some people, and like, they find fulfillment in other things.
Yeah, I've had like a glimpse of like how amazing, I guess, life is, just me and Jess just enjoying it.
Mm.
Having that with just unlimited resources and money just doing what is like,
sick life.
You've really, like, genuinely, life, you've got to weigh it up, because like the love, I know it's not the same, but I've got such a love for Jess that I guess fills that gap for me
Sorry, as you did that, your little blanket came up and I saw the pink Speedos. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, bring it back down to earth.
Can I put a jacket on?
No, we've got to commit.
You keep your blanket.
Can I just add one more thing as well? Imagine really quick, because I know that we're going on about this now, but I just find it super interesting. Imagine as well with unlimited resources, right? Imagine how much, not only stuff you could do for yourself, but imagine how much stuff you could do out there as well for other people. So that's, you might not have kids,
good point.
But imagine how many kids you could help or how many lives you could change if you just had unlimited. So that, it was an interesting question to have that much wealth.
Well, look, I think we both know our answer. Yeah. We're going to pick keep our kids, obviously, we're not going to go back in time. But for you, would you reckon?
I know it sounds stupid because I've just said all of that, but like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to go for family.
Oh, you are going to have
family. I'm going to go for family for that reason. Like, I can't, like, everyone just says, you don't know until you experience it.
Family man, yeah?
I'm going to be a family man.
Family man.
I'm here for it. It's something you will never, ever regret, my friend.
Man.
Don't say hands in.
Hands in as dads.
Oh. Well, you're not a dad
yet. Dad to be. And that wasn't an announcement.
All right,
that wasn't an announcement.
Right. 3, 2, 1.
Dads.
Dads. To be.
To be.
To be.
Yes.
To be. Or not to be.
Let's have an interrogation.
Yes, okay.
You know how this works by now. Quick fire questions. We're going to fire them at Jude.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
It's you. We're going to fire them at you, and you've got minimal time, few seconds to answer,
just
to reveal who you really are. Are you ready?
Come on, let's go.
Jordan Banjo, would you rather be someone who compulsively laughs during sad moments or who cries whenever someone makes a joke?
I'm already someone who laughs in the sad moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you rather know what your pets think of you or never hear them speak?
I'll never hear them speak.
100%.
Never hear them speak.
Would you rather lose all the money you made this year or all the memories you made this year?
Quite a money-orientated person. Probably money.
Would you rather have to start every sentence that you speak with "I do declare" or end every sentence with "How about that, eh?"
Oh, I actually like that.
So what we say?
How about that, eh? It's
yours.
Do I get to do the Australian accent?
Would you rather spend one day dressed as a giant Labubu doll or have to carry a Labubu doll with you everywhere you go for an entire year?
I still don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Make your decision.
Well, I'm going to carry one with me. I'm not going to dress as one, am I?
Oh, but that means you fall into a category there.
Really?
Can someone explain?
Is that all of them, yeah?
That's all of them.
Sweet. What the hell is this Labubu?
Hell, you're the only one here that knows the answer to this question.
No, it's just a general, it's just like one of those like weird little dolls. It's like a bit of a craze that it's essentially a keyring that people are putting on their bags.
Oh, so basically dress as a giant Labubu or just have a keyring.
Yeah, but then you fall into a category of person.
Yeah. That's the sort of people I get a bit irritated by.
Exactly. Yeah. And it'll be like on your bag or it'll be on your jeans and whoever looks at you, they'll be like, why the...
And shall I tell you what's really cringy about it? If the trend sort of dies in about the next 3 or 4 months and I've got to do it for a year, like I'll be that guy in like 10 months and I was like, oh my days, he's still got a Labubu on his bag. Yeah. What a mug.
It's like you were on the hunt for Prime in its heyday. And now
it's like, if you see someone, you're going to Prime now, you're like, oh gosh.
That's what it's like.
I thought that the other day when we saw Wakey Wines at the fight. That guy made some serious money, didn't
serious
he?
Serious
for Prime.
Yeah.
He
said about a couple of grand.
He was selling packs for like a couple of people were traveling. They're buying those big bags of sweets and then Prime for like 2 grand.
You'd want your pets to never speak to you.
It's not that I don't want him to speak to me. He's like, I don't want to know what my pet's thinking. Like, I love, right, so let's take Elmo, for example. Elmo is going to be, well, he's 10. Elmo's 10 now.
He's one of, what, five chihuahuas?
Four. I've got four chihuahuas. Four chihuahuas.
Crazy. He's gone quite long, hasn't he?
Crazy.
Do you mean he's gone quite long?
Elmo, he's gone quite long.
Yeah, he has. Well,
yeah, he's 10.
Considering how obese he is.
He's
cracked
up. He's actually lost a lot of weight.
But that's what I'm saying, but he's still obese.
Yeah, Elmo's, no, he's not still obese.
Morbidly obese.
No, he's not. He looks like a bag of chips. He was morbidly obese. Oh, the vet actually told us
Let's
that.
Be honest. Yeah,
she said
you're,
morbidly.
You're the only person I know that's had a dog so fat that everyone thought he was dying. Yeah. But actually, it turned out...
True story.
He was just fat.
True story. I was going on a holiday with my wife and we got through security and our dog had been acting a bit weird, so we'd taken him to the vet just before. My dad was like, I'll pick him up and bring him home, don't worry. We've gone through security in the airport, get a call from the vet. It's like, Mr. Banjo, you might need to come back. And I was like, why? My wife takes the phone and I'm like, what's happening? She goes, starts crying and screaming in the airport. I was like, what the hell is going on? She puts the phone down. She's like, they've said they found a mass. They've scanned Elmo and they found a mass inside on his liver. We need to go back. It's not looking good. And I was like, what? So we go back, we pick him up. They refer us to a specialist. And as far as we're concerned, you're probably going to have to put him down. You can go through spending a lot of money and go into this specialist, but we found this and we know what it means.
And I spoke to you at that point, too.
And I was like...
You cried.
I cried. I was like, look, we're going to have to just try with this specialist. So he booked him in. They're like, you're seeing this specialist in 3 days' time. So they're like, cool. So during that 3 days, I'm thinking, we're going to go and see this specialist. This dog is getting put down. So I've got him in there. I'm giving him cheese. I'm giving him beef. I bought him chicken nuggets. I'm like, listen, you might as well go out happy, man. You might as well go out happy. I'm watching this dog walk around my living room and piss up my chairs. Like, I know it's raining, but go out. He's like, nah, pissing up my chair. And I was like, well, okay, that's another sign. That's another sign he's going. I'm like, bless him. I'm cleaning it up and stroking him. I'm giving him more treats. We take him to this specialist who reviews the scan, scans him again and goes, sorry, what do you think's wrong with your dog? I'm like, well, he's got like a tumour on his liver. He went, no, it's fat. Your dog's got a layer of fat.
It turns out the mass they found was just him.
Was just him.
He was just the mass.
And first of all, I need to put my dog down for being fat. Right? For a start.
And you know, they would have charged you.
They would have charged you to put him down as well. So that first vet, cheers for that. Secondly, yeah, the specialist was like, no, you're an idiot. Your dog's just fat and he's been on a diet ever since. He's actually lost a lot of weight.
There we go.
So
for Elmo.
Yeah. So like, I don't want to know what Elmo's thinking because he's probably just thinking cheese and beef. Oh, cheese. Cheese.
Oh my God. Like father, like son.
Okay, and again.
So we.
Oh, what did you say to lose your money that you made this year or the memories you've made?
Yeah,
this year?
Yeah, I said lose my money.
You liar.
No, don't.
Absolute
do that.
Liar. Let me
say, I've already lost it. I spend quite heavily. I've already lost it. Yeah, I'm not selling a nest egg, guys.
Just in the spirit of Father's Day.
Yeah.
Quick fire, ready? A memory that comes to mind from the kids, go.
Mimi winning first place at a horse riding competition the other
day.
I love it. I'm not going to lie.
Big up Mimi.
Mimi, she's only 5 years old. There was other girls in that competition. I'm using this option. We normally muck about them. We mug off the kids sometimes. No, my daughter's a G.
Yeah,
because
she's a G.
Because there was other kids in that competition who are a lot older than her, been riding a lot longer. She went in and got first place. She absolutely smashed it. And as soon as she won, she came out and she was all happy. She got in the back of the car. She just started sobbing. She just burst into tears and she was like, I'm so happy, I've made you proud. And then I started crying. Oh, it was mental. But that's one of my sickest memories.
Love that. That's what being a dad's about.
Yeah, it was sick, man. It was sick.
I mean, I've seen the video. It wasn't as impressive as you said it. But once again, the memory is what it's all about.
It was good.
No, she just went in a circle, didn't she?
Yeah, well, obviously. What do you think? She's not doing dressage. She's five.
She's five.
Yeah, but you would be very impressive if a five-year-old could do those better things. Is what I'm trying to say.
Jesus. Fair enough.
Take the money. Don't be your dad.
Yeah, take the money, bro. Take the money.
And then you said, quite accurately, when we said, would you rather compulsively laugh during sad moments?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Or cry over... You are that guy. If something sad is happening or someone's telling the story or being deep or someone's upset, I can't look at you.
We was on tour last year and the leading lady, Ash's dance partner on the show, her name's Naja. Lovely girl, but she got hit by a bus.
Jeweled.
Like, what is that?
Stop. Stop.
Like, come on.
Because, everyone has to understand.
She's alive, by the way. She's fine.
You have to understand.
She just broke her wrist.
You have to understand the gravity of this story. Naja is fine. She's alive. She's absolutely fine. But I got everybody together at one point before the show. Geordie standing just to my left. Pell's there. Everyone's together. And I've gone, right, guys, we're going to have to make some serious changes to the show. We're going to have to think fast. Doors are opening in 45 minutes. Everyone's like, why? And I went, Niall's just been hit by a bus. Now,
that's his go-to.
At one point, he didn't know the severity of the situation, but I could not look to my left because this is his response.
It's just the image of like one Nike dunk just spinning in the air. Like, she's fine. She's not broken wrist.
No, she only hurt her wrist. She was fine. But yeah
George, she's been some tough stuff, bro. That bus had a dent in it.
Yeah, it did. The whole windscreen was cracked.
Yeah, the whole windscreen was cracked.
She's solid.
She got up and was like, ow, my wrist. I was like, yeah. What the hell?
We're going to keep on the Father's Day topics.
Let's go.
It has turned into like a bit of a Father's Day thing.
Yeah, this actually wasn't even planned. But we got some would you rather from some listeners.
Okay.
Which I'm actually just going to give to you two.
Okay.
As you are fathers, this is from Sabina. She said, would you rather relive your most embarrassing parenting memory every time you try to relax or have your child repeat your worst habits back to you in public?
Or definitely reliving embarrassing memories.
Because your kids already repeat what you say.
Yeah, my kids already repeat what I say. Do you know what? My kids, they have zero filter. They can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. They just don't think about it through a lens of, is this a bit embarrassing? Is it a bit socially awkward? Is it this? They don't think with that lens. Like, for example, right? Like most parents, you have moments of weakness. Yeah, you can get like a little bit annoyed. You can lose your temper, this and that. And you do that. Well, I had that thing where I'd be like, guys, please, please, please. And then I'm like, when kids are super hyper and mm-hmm. you've told them over the course of 2 hours, 15 times, can we calm down? Can we do this? Can we do that? There was one time when I walked out in the garden and my older son had swung on the swing and kicked his little brother in the head and he went flying. Yeah? And I come out and I went, see, this is what happens when you two keep fucking about. Mm. And I walked in the house and then I felt really bad. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have swore. Anyway, about 2 weeks later, we're standing outside, right? And my wife's parents are there. They're messing around. I walked out, I went, what am I going to say? And I promise you now, he looked me dead in the eye and he went, Ben, when he's six, he went, stop fucking around. I went, I was like, my in-laws looked at me like, what did he say? And I went, oh yeah, shut up. Shut. But yeah, he literally went, oh no, stop fucking around. I was like,
No.
So that's one of the memories that I'll have to be reliving when I say, do you know what I mean? When I sit down to relax. I'd rather just relive it than have to go through it all the time with them.
Okay, Healy says, would you rather your kids stay the age they are now forever or they're born as adults?
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah. What, so would one day just get a random geezer walking around?
Right, Dad?
Yeah.
Get out.
But you have the same love. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
you
see, I don't know if you could.
Impossible. I couldn't just randomly love.
So I walked in and went, Saturday, man, you're right. Yeah, good to see you, bro. 9 months, long time.
Would it, yeah, because I guess it is the growing up. It's
a grown man eating the food out of the cupboard.
Yeah,
I'm telling you now, it's unconditional, but it has to build.
Also, poor partners who have to dispose of it, will get a thingy out of there.
No, but we weren't thinking about the birth.
No one was going down that
brown pill. Born as adults.
That's going to be like a scene from Alien, trying to birth a whole adult.
Or maybe they're just adults, they're just small. So they're like tiny adults.
Right, you know what?
And then they just grow in size.
This is easy.
But not maturity.
What's the film, the crazy film?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
No, once again, old reference.
What's a really
old... I'm going to start, I told you, I'm going to start getting a little whiteboard out and I'm going to start writing them down.
I Shrunk the Kids.
I Shrunk the Kids.
Get on there. And movie. Do you know what number two was called?
What?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Again. Oh my God.
Wait, what a banger though. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, sick film.
Sick film.
So I'll talk about the new one where she injects herself and then she like gives birth to herself and she's all young.
What is that film? Not Covenant.
Guys, what's it
Splurge.
Called?
Splurge.
No.
The film, recently, it's popped off.
It's got Demi Moore in it.
The Substance.
Thank you,
the
Paul.
Substance. That's the one.
Substance. Sick.
Maybe that's how you'd have to give birth.
Gross. You have to sew your back up.
You have to
that.
Sew your back up.
Demi Moore. Do you need medicinal help?
What the hell, man?
Do you know what?
Can I quickly ask a question? What, look at me a sec.
You're very embarrassed, isn't it? You're very embarrassed. You should
wait,
be.
Funny. Look at us.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it that makes you do that?
Yeah. Like, do you see how long that lasted? You've done a whole chorus.
Do you know what? I committed.
Like, are you trying to get us to react?
No.
Like with anger?
It was just something that, like, my brain, you said Demi Moore.
Yeah.
And my brain just went into that rhythm.
Okay. All right, fine.
I think it's time, boys.
Go on.
And as much as I don't want to say it, all good things must come to an end.
Yes.
And the end this time is massive and it is big. It is Ashley Banjo's
Massive Big End!
Hey! So I'm going to give it over to you boys because I believe it's...
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Big boy. I'm excited because you actually had the chance nearly to get out of it last week when we presented Perry with that gross drink. We said you can either have this drink or sit here in Speedos. Here we are. He's in Speedos.
Okay? I still made the right choice. I wouldn't drink
one more time if you fancy.
You wouldn't drink that drink.
Look at that bad boy.
Okay, there you go. That's the last week's Massive Big End.
Please put that away.
So, would you rather drink the drink that Perry couldn't drink last week that me and you made? Don't worry, we've remade it. It's a fresh one. It's not like being fermenting or anything.
Egg mayo in it.
Yeah, egg mayo. I'll just remind you of the content. cottage cheese, pickle juice, mustard, tuna juice, Worcestershire sauce, which I saw a comment of someone saying, I say that funny, but I don't know how else to say
Worcester.
It. Worcester.
Just Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce. cinnamon, sriracha, lemon juice, horseradish, egg mayo, and Tony from IT's fish sauce out of the fridge that has been chucked back in there. Or... We thought, look, why not? Let's rewind it. Let's go back to your biggest fear, the thing you hate most. Yeah. Walk on this carpet in bare feet.
What's your problem?
Well, we started a podcast. We've got to entertain. So.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is he sat here in Speedos and I've got a tattooed leg. So here we go once again. Ba-bow. Massive big end.
I also ate the hottest chili in the world. And
3 weeks ago. Get on with it.
Yeah, I'm only just getting over it. I'm scarred.
So I've just seen the drink.
Oh, look at
you. Bring it in, producer Rob.
No, you.
Producer Rob, hand in the drink.
Take the drink. Just hold it.
All right, yeah.
You don't have to do that, yeah? But the decision, of course, is all yours.
Smell it. Right, now, how bad is it? Describe it. Because it looks like vomit.
I think for the people that can't see it, the problem is that it looks like there's loads of maggots in the top.
Yeah,
yeah, it does.
It's like congealed a little bit. Yeah, but can you very quickly just explain how bad... I know because walking on carpet in bare feet obviously sounds like nothing.
Here's the problem, yeah. The problem is that what you two have given me is... Jude,
explain,
please,
go on.
What you two have given me... what...
No, go on, explain.
What you two...
No, wait. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Don't do it again, all right? Just let me talk. What you two have given me is... an impossible choice. You have to understand this because you didn't want to drink this so badly that you're sat there in Speedos. Well, barely, because we couldn't hack it.
Yeah.
You know I can't rub my feet on the carpet because, well, I can't explain it, but like that's like worse than nails on a chalkboard. So I'm going to have to drink this. I believe you've crossed the line.
It looks like the contents of someone's stomach. Like digested, it's like vomit, like thick, filmy. Like, leave a layer in your mouth.
I don't fucking do this.
There's your bucket.
So what are you going to do? Rule talk, are you going to drink the drink or...
Yeah, I'm going to have to drink the drink because I can't rub my feet on carpet.
You obviously don't have to drink the whole glass.
Yeah, I'm going to take one gulp.
But like a big gulp.
Yeah, one gulp.
One big gulp.
One beer.
One big gulp. All right, Ash, you've got this. We're going to give you a slow countdown from five. Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Go.
Oh! Wait, come on, you need maybe one more little sip. Oh, he's going to be sick. Nice, that's not... Oh, do you want the water? Do you want a drink, bro? Ash, don't be sick. Ash, hold it. Hold it. Has it left a film in your mouth? Like vomit?
Does it get your teeth?
Yeah. Because the acidity of the lemon is probably like, you know, stomach acid when someone throws up. That's probably what you got. Yeah.
Breathe.
Oh, you've done it! Well done.
Oh my God. Well, I swear.
Well
that
done,
is
man.
The worst thing I've ever tasted. Oh my God.
What was worse? That or the chili?
Oh, the chili was worse, I'd say, because the chili hurt.
Okay, maybe but let's do is... one more gulp then.
No.
There we go.
Oh,
no, you completed it. Well done.
All right, well, look, you've completed this week's Massive Big End. Perry, you completed last week's Massive Big End. You've done an entire episode in Speedos. Well done.
Yeah, I did.
And
oh my gosh.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah,
See you next week, guys.
See you later, peeps.
We'll find some jeans.
Yeah, nice.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.